Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show and also some interesting Sony emails that were leaked out. We'll have to discuss that. But first of all, we want to tell you you can check out our blog. We have the Diva has a blog at www.blogspot.com. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we're on Facebook at Diva Days. You'll find us also on iTunes. And we have Anna tonight with us.
Hello.
Welcome back, Anna.
I know. It's been
Yay.
A while. Hello.
Yeah. And we have
Hello.
Jamie back again helping us. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
All right.
You both want to tell what your Twitter handles are there on Twitter?
Sure.
Jamie?
I'm at – okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
Mine's at Cosby Hooch.
Mm-hmm.
And mine's at Jamie Coleman T, the letter T.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at Mama underscore Hooch, and I guess we should pimp the Happas. They're out there on Facebook all the time, out there on Twitter, causing trouble
uh-huh.
all the time,
uh-huh.
especially Bob. Yeah, so
uh-huh.
that Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka. They can call in. I'll try to see if they're, you know, if it's take their phone call this time. I completely ignored them the last time, but yeah. So hopefully they'll call in. So what did you, both of you, think of the show this week? Do you think it's gotten better?
Well, I think some parts have and some parts are still bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
What
I
are
never
the bad
thought
parts?
Serena and all that.
Oh, and JJ and Paige sleeping together. That was bad, too.
Well, I fast-forwarded through that part, but, you know.
Oh,
so did
yeah.
I. That was so bad.
Guess we saw that one coming, I guess.
Sure. No pun intended.
Yeah. Sooner or later, but it could have been a sweet thing, kind of, like Bo and Hope,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Except for the Eve thing.
I was trying to think about Bo and Hope on that, but yeah, it's dirtied up by the whole Eve thing.
Yes. You know, he goes right from one to the other, and it's like, oh, yeah. So. What else was bad? I don't know.
Daniel and Nicole. They obviously didn't save enough of them. I like them, but
because they're kind of getting.
At least
I guess they're kind of getting back together.
Daniel.
I just don't like the way they're writing Nicole as the week right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, she didn't save enough of him because he was still very hairy.
Yeah, I don't know if Nicole really wants Daniel or if she still wants Eric. I can't figure it out.
Can't figure it out. Mm. She swears she doesn't want Eric. I don't know. We don't even see too much of Eric that much other than the stupid elephant. I mean, there's like nothing for him to do. What a waste.
I know. It's like really, seriously, the most wasted character. I mean, he's such a gorgeous man, and he's a really good actor. And sadly, they stuck him in this story that, oh, my gosh, oh, it's bad. And I feel bad for Melissa Archer. I'm sure she's a fine actress. The writing of the story is just, I mean,
I'm losing you.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's better.
The last 3 months, I have, like, missed so many episodes. I'm going back and kind of trying to watch them now, and oh my gosh.
Oh, don't go back. Don't go back.
That story never ends. Oh my goodness.
You haven't really missed anything.
She's still trying to get the diamond. She's still trying to get these diamonds from this damn elephant. Is that the deal?
Well,
the diamonds are up the chimney now.
Yeah, they're hidden under Daniel's fireplace.
Oh, for sure.
They're out of the elephant now. But she hid them under the fireplace, and now she's trying to. That's why they came. Her and Xander came back. You know, they came right when Nicole and Daniel were, you know, they've kind of made up and now they were going to go on a date. They were going to go bowling.
Uh-huh.
And then
right.
that's when Xander and Serena showed up. But they still didn't manage to get the the diamonds. Nicole's on to Serena.
And so Xander's working for his uncle. Is that the deal? So Victor's behind this?
No, Victor's not behind it, but he knows that Xander's involved in something illegal, but he doesn't want to know.
He
wants the profit.
I had to laugh when he said he was in pharmaceutical cells, Daniel.
Pharmaceutical cells, yeah. Well, yeah, he knows. I mean, he kind of told Victor what he – Victor knows he's up to no good, but I don't think Victor – he says he didn't want to know, but he's going to share in the spoils.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, you know, Victor, Victor's slick. Because Victor's playing Clyde now, you know. So there, that was
Victor
the whole aspect.
Victor had a good line. Victor had a good line with Kate when she said, "My date's running late," and he said something about, trailers or what was it? Tractors break down occasionally, or something like that.
Yeah, or tractors don't go that fast,
or
something.
Or tractors,
yeah, something tractors
break down, or something like. You know, I don't know, something like that.
Or they
anyway,
don't go too fast. Yeah, yeah.
Another part of the show that I don't like is Ben and Abigail. They're kind of boring.
Yeah.
And then we saw that with Eve. They finally, after all this time, brought out that Eve, you know, finally knew him from Miami.
Yeah.
Of course, they did that way back in the day, you know, that, you know.
And oddly, that was the most interesting interaction I've found with Ben in a while. I was just actually, I thought it was kind of strange. I was like, I don't know why, but I actually was into that whole, like, those scenes. I don't know why. I don't know. It just kind of pulled me in a little bit. But I don't know. It's, I think because Eve was acting like a normal human being for a change for a minute, you know?
I don't know. Either that or she had her sights on Ben, too. I don't know.
I don't know.
And how about the whole deal with her going back and getting the coat and bringing it back to the apartment? Because it's
so ridiculous.
Given up. Yeah.
Yeah, that was confusing. I don't understand why she did that.
Well, do you really think so? Don't you think that she has feelings for JJ? She can't get over her. She's jealous.
Well, I think
she
does.
But don't you think she's going to use that as a way to trap him or something? I don't know.
It's that partly, but I think she's actually fallen for JJ, and I think she's jealous of him. Or jealous of Eve came. Paige came back after they had sex. She came back and she kind of almost gave it away to Eve, like, where have you been? Went to see JJ. We were studying. What else were you doing? And Paige didn't say anything, but, you know, the mother knows. You know, she threw a tantrum. I mean, she got this hateful look at Paige, like one jealous woman to another.
Jealous of her.
Yes, and then after Paige left,
I hadn't seen the last 15 minutes of the show.
She was screaming and throwing things.
She is in love with JJ. Then
she is. That's what I'm taking. Well, disgusting. But anyway, and then it was kind of funny. Jennifer came home. Did you see Jennifer came home?
Well, that part. And JJ's like, we were studying. She goes,
"Come on, JJ, wait."
And she looks at him. He wasn't making eye contact. That was such a funny thing.
And he didn't have a shirt. He come down and his shirt was not buttoned right. And their first JJ, the first thing you do is make sure the shirt is tucked in. That, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, it was written
that
all over. And
funny.
Then Paige come down 2 seconds later. Like, those kids, boy, they were stupid when it come to, like, covering that up.
It was all messy and stuff, yeah.
That was funny.
And Jennifer,
Jennifer
could hardly contain herself. She was almost trying to smile like, you go get her kind of thing. Like, it had been a girl, it would have been different. But with JJ, she's been wanting him to get with her, you know, for them to get together.
It was kind of funny, too. It was kind of like, she probably remembers back in her day, you know, it's kind of funny they got caught, you know. And they were pretty bad covering it up.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. So, well, I guess the main storyline.
JJ at least would be better than that. At that.
Is that Jamie?
Oh, I was just going to say, I guess the main storyline is still the Paul Sunny stuff.
I'm kind of tired of that.
John finding out that Paul is his son.
Yeah. What more happened this week? Because that was last week that John found out, right?
Well, basically, he's not speaking to Marlena now because
he realizes Marlena
wasn't going to tell him. He realizes Marlena wasn't going to tell him she was protecting Will, And so she wasn't going to tell him. And mm-hmm. if he hadn't run into them, he wouldn't have known.
He
would have
known,
gone back
yeah.
to back home, and she would have never. He would have never known. So he's pissed. I think
yeah.
it is. Kind
and
of
Will's
cool
a Will's Sammy all over again.
Oh my gosh!
He's
I a, loved it when
oh,
Marlena said
character
that. When Marlena, I mean, I was annoyed, but I also kind of cracked me up when Marlena said, "Don't be like your mother. You're just like your mother, or something like that, or you're becoming."
Right.
Will is worse than Sammy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I tweeted, he's well, dumb like Austin.
Oh,
isn't it, there was
yeah,
something, I don't know whether it was Allison Sweeney can pull it off, but there was something about Sammy, you just kind of, you still liked her,
you're
though.
Still rooted
you
for,
rooted
you're still
for
rooted for
yeah.
her. You rooted for her.
Yeah.
Whereas with
Will,
it's
just so
it's
obnoxious.
Kind of like, ugh, yeah.
Yeah.
Such a brat.
He doesn't have a lot of saving graces, let's just say.
No.
But... And I feel bad for Sonny. I like the scenes where Sonny was upset with him and stuff, and stayed at the slept at his office
was,
and everything. And he was just
yeah.
But, and I mean, I actually like Paul, but I'm just sick of that storyline. I don't know why. I just ugh.
See,
I
like
know,
Paul and Sonny now, but now we know that.
Yeah, I think this,
you know,
I think this is the best storyline on the show, though. So.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, I did think it was kind of cool the way, you know, because Drake played baseball in real life, and I think he was even drafted to the Yankees for a short period of time. So I think it's kind of cool that they intertwine that with his real life with the fact that he finds this, you know, finds out his son's like this star baseball player and that he actually had gone to see him and everything. And so I thought that was kind of cool that, they kind of...
Yeah, the one thing that's confusing about the storyline is though is that Tori, Paul's mom, mentioned about she was pregnant with Paul while John was a priest. Now, how is
yeah.
that possible if John was dealing with Kristen and all that stuff back then?
She said when the reason she didn't tell him is when she came back to Salem to tell him, I guess, that he was that he was a priest. So I don't know. Well, of course,
but
I'm
you know,
but
EJ was technically timeline. Only 10 years old too. So you know, I mean, it's
yeah.
like you can
oh,
never
yeah.
like you can drive yourself crazy trying to make that stuff make sense. So
yeah, and
another
John
rewrite
was
of
so
John's
many
history, I guess. So.
Yeah, John with so many different, you know, people, and you know, he was the priest. He was what? Forrest
yeah.
Alamein. He was a Brady. Of course, I don't think he's a Brady anymore. But because of Teresa and oh, that's another thing. Teresa and Brady. So now finally Brady has found out. Melody.
Oh, I know. Those are actually
Nancy
pretty
Drew.
Good scenes.
Yeah, and Kristen.
Good scene.
Yeah, and Kristen is living in some castle now.
Yeah, she's in Italy.
And
Brady
and
went to Victor to find out.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of Kristen's by any means, but I actually think she was an improvement. I mean, her coming back, I have to admit.
She's an improvement over elephants.
Yes. Ugh.
Well, yeah. It makes it the storyline. You know, she is, I have to admit, Eileen Davidson is very, you know, she can play the evil, manipulative woman very well.
But I mean,
I did think it was pretty funny when Kristen did say to the Clint guy something about, I can't remember what it was, but she said something funny to him when he walked in the door.
Mm.
When he walked in the door?
I can't remember. Whatever she said.
I can't remember. A lot of times I hear these good lines, and what we need to do is like write them down as soon as they say them, because boy, afterwards, I can't remember, and you know, so many of them have so many good lines. So I guess what it is now, the baby has something wrong with it, and he needs some bone marrow.
Combined,
so that's why she sent them back. Yeah, and that's why she, you know, got the blood from each one of them, and Teresa's the perfect match. Now she wants to kidnap Teresa. And in the meantime, Brady is on his way to Italy to find her. He went to Victor to ask, you know, for his help. Victor was nice. Victor gave it to him, you know, even after warning him about Kristen.
Did you see the promo?
No, I didn't. What was in
for
next week?
Me to tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brady and Melanie show up at Kristen's castle, and Kristen pulls a gun on Brady.
Oh.
Good, yeah. Melanie's, well, he didn't want Melanie coming along, so she's hiding in the bathroom in the plane, and he doesn't know it.
How did Melanie find out where she is? I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
No, she's on the plane.
Melanie's hiding on the plane.
She just hid on the plane.
She followed Brady to the plane, and now she's hiding on the plane.
Yeah, but he doesn't know she's there. But he went to Victor to find out because he knows he's
I saw that.
To Victor, I know you keep tabs on all your enemies. You know where everyone is at. That was good.
Yeah.
And he says, but I can't tell you why. You just have to trust me and let me be my own man. So, you know, Victor's.
Yeah. So I guess Kristen is now over Brady. Now she just cares about her baby. Well, Teresa's baby, but
yeah, I think that part's finally getting interesting after all these months of waiting for this to come about. You know, and I have to say, Jen Lilly did a great job this week. She really, I mean, the character drives me nuts, but Jen Lilly really did a great job. I thought with her, the emotional stuff she's dealing with and all the way she's handling it, you know, handling everything. I think it should be interesting when they're all in scenes together, and you know, and also I actually, even though I wasn't a fan of Brady and Teresa together, I really liked the scenes where he was, when she says nobody even likes me or cares about what happens to me, since I did. You know, I thought that was actually a really good scene. I like the way they're kind of pulling them back together as they come to find out soon that they have a child together, you know. I think that's going to create all kinds of interesting stuff. So I'm actually I have to say I'm finally into that story now. Because it seems like Days has a problem of either wrapping things up too quickly to where you're just getting into it and then it's over, or taking so freaking long to let something unfold. I understand the concept of the umbrella story and everything, but and they've done some good umbrella stories over the years, but it's so painful sometimes when they drag things out so much and don't put enough intermediate action in there to, you know, to keep our interest. Oh, I got to tell you, one thing that cracked me up, you know, the guy that's, I don't know all the names and all because I've kind of missed some episodes and stuff, but you know, the guy that's telling Kristen that, you know, well, if you kidnap Teresa, there's nothing I can do to make sure she forgets this ever happened and all this other stuff.
Clint and then there's Dr. Mandrake.
Okay. So so he's saying, you know, there's nothing I can do to completely erase her memory and all that stuff. I was like, she needs to call Dr. What was his name? Shaikra. So she needs to call him if he's still alive, because he was seeming to be able to do that. So I thought that was kind of funny that here they did this thing with Eric that he was supposed to never remember anything again and all, and now suddenly they don't have any way at all of making sure somebody doesn't remember something. I just think that's odd. But anyway, and then Kristen's like, what makes you think she's going home?
I have other plans for her. Yeah. And it was also good with Teresa when Teresa was, and then she really, I mean, Jen Lilly did a good job, and they're trying to redeem the character. She was sitting in the park there crying and really upset after she had that argument with Brady. And then Anne comes along.
And
she goes to Anne and she's hugging her. Fake, like, what's and Teresa's really wants control. Yeah, and she's just going like, oh, get away from me, girl. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
that was funny.
That was funny.
Oh, we want to talk about Kate Throne Lucas under the bus?
Kate was only on Friday, and I didn't see some of the last part of the episode, but you guys can pull that part in. But basically, Kate... I think she was pretending maybe to be talking to the press when Victor walked in, and she's basically throwing Lucas under the bus. And she told Lucas, I guess the week before, in the one episode that she was in last week, I guess she told him that she was happy for him and Adrian and all. So now she's like basically playing it like somebody's trying to get a scoop out of her that those two are together, and Victor hears about it, and now he's, you know, firing Lucas. So basically, is she basically throwing him under the bus so she can get his job?
That could be, because that was discussed before, because Lucas has the job.
Yeah.
And now
he's
out of the job.
Would Kate
really
do that?
This is Kate. She just doesn't like anybody that Lucas is with. Although she told Lucas she was okay with Adrian.
Yeah.
No.
But
she probably lied.
Yeah, but I wonder,
it's probably a little bit of both.
That would really be kind of crappy of Kate. I mean, she's usually, you know, not like that with her kids, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just surprised if that's the reason, but I wonder because she had tried to get her job back, and Victor's like, oh, well, you know, Lucas is doing a great job. So, I don't know.
But yeah, it was pretty when Victor fired Lucas because Adrian and Lucas were having sex in the bedroom, and then Victor was out in the hallway knocking on the door, pretending like he didn't know they were having sex. And then
Victor says,
oh, by the way, Lucas, you're fired.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
a lot of people getting caught having sex this week, didn't they?
I mean, Victor knows everything. He just comes up and wants to talk to Adrian, and he just, you know.
Suddenly, yeah.
Victor has the best lines.
He does. I love his scenes. I always stop to watch them, even if I'm fast-forwarding other stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, how do you like you like Lucas and Adrian? I kind of like them together.
Yeah, I do.
Although I love Justin. But yeah,
I mean, I love Justin too. But I mean, I really like those two together. I thought it was pretty hot when Lucas ripped his shirt off. I was like, "Go, Brian!" Like, go for it.
Oh yeah,
we love it. We love seeing shirtless Brian scenes. I know that. I wonder if he could even keep a straight face, because it's like he knows that his fans are like, "Yeah, take it off." He's kind of famous for that. You know, people were always asking him to take his shirt off, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is. What else? Eve had, she's still trying to get Cole to help her out. I don't know what she has in plans for Cole, and I'm
Cole's
thinking, oh, God.
An idiot.
Is she going to start sleeping with
idiot.
Cole? Yeah, I don't know. That whole thing
is... Yeah, maybe.
Now, let's see.
Yeah, they've been dragging that part out, too.
I do have... want to talk about the... Since you found it, Jamie, the emails that were leaked at Sony? Maybe we can talk about that.
Well, there was a bunch of them that were leaked, but the two main ones that I remember was... It was the one about Jammy, that apparently Gary Tomlin wanted to do a Day spinoff with E. Jammy, and Ken Corday said no, and that's why Allison Sweeney and James Scott got crappy exits, and that's why Gary Tomlin's now fired. And then the other email was kind of vague, but I thought it was pretty funny, because one of the other email said about cutting Corday production costs and something about promoting that stupid book or dumb book.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
That was pretty funny.
There are some dumb pretty book. Embarrassing things in there.
Oh,
yeah,
I bet
you
there's
some
probably
Sony
a lot.
Executive would mention dumb book.
And about Tom
wanting
to do spin off, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, was there really something that said that he was interested in doing a spinoff, or was that just speculation?
Well, it was in the email.
Okay.
These were Sony leaked emails that the hacker people were linking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd still like to know, anybody ever know the real reason why James Scott left? Just that I know he was very unhappy, but I think there's more to it than that, with problems. With him. Did anybody ever really hear anything?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because of the spinoff he was promised and then it didn't work out. I don't know.
No. Okay.
So what are your thoughts on it?
I don't know. I've just been hearing, you know, this
didn't they
different
say
thing.
Something about they were burned
Nothing.
Out or something?
Well, that's what they were saying. Well, look at Allison Sweeney. She said she wanted to spend more time with her family. Then she goes and does all this other stuff, which was kind of odd. Yeah. She's probably busier now than she was when she was on Days. So. Yeah, right. She's probably, and I'm sure she'll be back for the 50th, but I doubt James will be. Just something, you know, about it. I don't know.
Well, speaking about the 50th, Stephen Nichols is now filming because he tweeted it.
Oh, he's
What's
he's
that?
Now filming?
Yeah, Stephen Nichols
good.
Tweeted pictures from the set.
Oh, good. Cool.
Yeah, I
mean, I don't know. I skimmed through some of those things, and I skimmed through some of that stuff, and I don't know. It was just kind of embarrassing. It's kind of awkward reading people's emails, too. I don't know. It's just kind of uncomfortable and unseemly in a way. I mean, at least Sony was trying to keep the show on the air. You know, I got to give them credit for that. But they, I don't know, they seem kind of clueless about some of it. Because, I mean, I don't even know. I didn't even see the book, but I'm thinking it was a great opportunity to do PR around the country and for the fans to have, you know, connection with the actors and have a purpose for that, you know. So I thought that was a great PR thing. And
well, I'm not sure what book they're talking about. It just said dumb book, so I'm not sure what book they're talking
about. I'm guessing it was the book
tour.
I'm sure
there's going to be
sure it was the book tour.
Well, which
there's
book, though?
A 50th anniversary book, right, just like there was the 45th.
Oh, that's true.
It's probably not out.
Well, they just did that one that Greg Ming did, right?
I think that's what they were talking about, that living, it was like Living Well and had wrestling it and all that.
Yeah,
that
that's
was
what I thought.
Yeah, that's when they did the tour on. That's probably the one they were talking about. But there is going to be a 50th anniversary book coming out, too.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, and the emails also said that Sony does want Days to stay on the air, but apparently some guy named Ted, that's some NBC executive, wants Days to be canceled. No place with a talk show.
Right. So we got to figure out a way to keep supporting Dave to make sure it doesn't go off the air because of that guy. I hope they can rally this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Peter Reckel, he's starting to film back in May, I think, because he tweeted something about filming in May.
Okay.
So that means we'll see him, what, in October? November? Was it five? Were they 5 months
filming,
now? 5, 6?
I think I heard they're filming September right now. So.
Huh.
September.
Yeah. 5 months ahead.
Well,
September,
so do you think there's anything else? I mean, they said there were like 30,000 emails that were leaked. Are people still going through them, or are they pretty much gone through everything? And I mean, do you think that the last shoe's dropped on that so far, or what?
Oh, I don't know, but. Could be more. You never know.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. It's just kind of freaky, you know, that people can hack into stuff like that. It's kind of scary.
Mm.
I imagine there are a lot of embarrassed people over at Sony.
Yeah, because now they look like idiots.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, that could tend to make some relationships strained. When you call somebody's book dumb or you blast the owner of Days of Our Lives, you know, and act, you know, I mean, I'm sure that does not bode well for relationships when they read stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Ken Corday an idiot or anything, so.
What's that?
I didn't see anyone call Ken Corday an idiot, though. I'm sure there are some things.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some that
have
thought
it. Oh, he's an idiot. I would have. That's what I always say. He's an idiot.
Well, even though I like to bash him, at the same time, that idiot's kept the show on the air for all these years, so I got to give him credit for that.
and we keep, you know, and you know what? Here we are. We keep watching, and we're doing a show about it. So there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. For
you,
the idiot,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, as much as we trash him and bitch about
it. Might be the idiots.
But see, that's what we like. That's the whole fun of it. It's just like bitching.
I know.
We're just never...
Well, that's
sometimes we're happy,
always
though.
A win. It's kind of like following sports because your team either wins or loses, but you can either talk about the great plays or bash the coach and the players. You know, it's a win-win either way.
Yeah, I guess if everything was perfect, everything would be boring.
Exactly. It makes
right.
you know what I'm appreciating right now is I'm appreciating the Nick storyline with Cammy and all that from last year, because that was such, and then all the stuff with Kate and Sammy taking over and all. I mean, that stuff was so good, and Chad coming back and everything. That stuff was all so good, and it's like, it makes me think they really can do it if they wanted to, you know. So hopefully, mm-hmm. I mean, even though I hate to put all my eggs in Dina Higley's basket, don't think I'm not worried about that.
Well, there's also the other writer, Josh Griffiths, as well. So hopefully he helped improve the show.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. let's hope that he has some influence, and hopefully they have some good stuff coming up. At least he sounds like he's engaged. You know, sounds like he's interested and.
Well, they're
know.
Both on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm following
Josh. I don't know if mm-hmm. I don't think I'm following her, but I'm following Josh. But so
I've
hopefully
another,
we'll have some good stuff.
Yeah, I got another caller. Sure, I'm gonna bring up.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Jen.
Yep, this is Jen.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I just noticed you're there. Hi. So what do you want to add?
I think they ought to do a Kill Will storyline.
Not a bad idea.
True.
What was that, Kill Will? Is that what you said?
Kill Will.
Yes.
If he weren't such a legacy character, that I think they might miss
mm-hmm.
it.
Or send him out to California back with Sammy. I've seen that suggestion. Send him out to California with Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, Victor could just hire a hitman.
Yeah, because, you know, Victor's pissed at him for, you know, cheating
yeah.
on Sonny, so.
Yeah,
I wonder how they're
going to
have Sonny leave.
Yeah, I don't know, unless they're going to recast. But the thing is, I like the conversation that Sonny had with Will earlier this week, that Sonny said, oh, I'm not going to throw anything because I don't want to wake up our daughter, and that he needed some time to think. And then Will, stupid ass, said that, oh, tell me when you're, how long do you need for time to process things? And then he says, oh, I don't know, Will. It takes time, not right now. I mean, why would Will ask that? It's not like a set date of time when someone gets over you cheating.
Exactly.
He's exactly.
Just dumb.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And Will's always trying to make excuses. First, he'll say he takes responsibility, but then he's still, then there's always a but. You know.
He's always blaming
Paul
or blaming Sonny or blaming something else, someone else.
Yeah. And I hate it when he brought up that Paul all along was like planning all this, planning to come back, planning to.
And
no.
he wasn't.
Oh. But he wasn't, no. But that's what he wanted John to believe, and, like, even Marlena was shocked. And,
oh, yeah, Marlena
yeah.
said, oh, John, you believe what Will said?
Oh, let's see. Well, I think we have another caller. I don't know. Sabina went to the Day Span event in Atlanta, I think. I'm not sure if this is
yeah,
her.
I think so. I think that was a week
yeah.
or so ago.
Yeah. She said something maybe about calling. Let me check. Hello?
Hello, it is me. It
is
Sabina.
You? Okay. Okay. So,
yeah.
So how was the event?
It was awesome. Of course, I went to the one in Atlanta was last Saturday, and then about 2 months ago or so was the one in Greenville. And they were both fantastic. So there were two different ones. But this one that was just last Saturday, of course, I saw five of the actors I've already seen multiple times or at least once, and it's exciting when they remember you. And it's funny because Galen was there, and he actually, I was surprised and impressed. He actually remembered my name, and most people can't even remember that, so that was impressive.
Wow.
But,
you have.
And then.
Well, you do go to a lot of them, though, right? You seem to be able
yeah,
to go, which
I
is nice.
To...
I mean, you live in that area, so
yeah,
that's nice
right.
to be able to do that
yeah.
often.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Day of Days, but that's a hike mm-hmm. and a lot more expensive to
yeah.
get out
that was,
there.
That was fun. I went to that, and that was fun. I'd love to go to the 50th. You know,
I know. That's,
if they have it. Have you heard anything? If they're having
anything? I haven't,
day
but
of days?
I would assume that they're going to do it if this is the big 50th. I would assume
would
that they're going to actually
something.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't
yeah.
heard.
Any gossip or anything? Or
kind of
or,
a little bit. It's,
or they
not,
they swear you to secrecy? Or
yeah. Not really. That.
Can I ask you a question?
It's not really something that's super secret. I mean, some of it's already come out. Like what I heard back in Greenville about the sets. I don't know if you noticed that the Brady Pub is no longer the big Brady Pub, but just a booth.
Yeah, I know that. That sucks.
Yeah, and Misty Reeves
uh-huh.
actually mentioned that because that actually happened right after that event. They started airing those, and she said that with I want to say with budget cuts and making room for new sets and whatnot, that's why some of these. Like, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed that the Demerara Mansion, the main place where they would always convene with the big painting of Stefano and then Kate and Sammy, that's gone. They don't even have that set anymore, or
yeah,
they cut it down.
Yeah, the Kiriakos Mansion is smaller, too.
And that was awesome. I miss that. But the Brady Pub, that's like an iconic set. That's like, you don't get rid of that. You get rid of something else. I don't know what, but at any rate. But, no, there wasn't a whole lot of really big questions about, you know, what's coming up and the stuff that they can't really talk about because
they
really
mention
can't.
Anything about more vets coming back?
No, but I know that we were because Patsy was at the event this past Saturday.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she was saying I know that it's been out on her Facebook fan page and everything that she's going to be on in May. They started first they said April and then they changed it to May. She wasn't saying anything about that, though. I don't know why, but I...
Maybe she's back on contract.
I don't know. She didn't make it sound that way, but I do know that I know that we already know that Sonny is leaving, and it is actually the actor's choice. And they would keep him if he wanted to stay. But I don't know why he wants to leave, but he wanted to leave. And
okay.
I think the same goes for Molly Burnett. She's, you know, Melanie's getting ready to leave here soon, and she wanted to leave too. I'm not sure why, but
I think it was originally when she came on that they knew it was going to be a short thing.
Right.
You know.
But
yeah,
I don't know about Freddie.
Only 1 to 6 months, but.
Yeah, it was going to be a short stint or whatever, but everybody was really nice as always. I'm still up in the air about Galen. He was nice. He did say he's taping more scenes. That there's a lot coming up with Rafe, and they're filming September already. So
yeah,
I do know that Rafe has got more storyline. Obviously, I don't know what, but I guess that's good news because that means that he's definitely still there and still gonna.
Well, that's bad for Marianne because I know she doesn't like Rafe, neither do I.
He's not my favorite character. Although I've never met
Galen,
I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm just not a Rafe fan. I'm just not a Rafe fan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a different type of fan, I guess. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and I like everybody somewhat equally. There's some that I like more than others, obviously, but...
Oh, well, everyone has their fate. Right.
Yeah. Of course, you know what my favorite is, and I want him back for the 50th anniversary.
Oh, who's your favorite?
Patrick Muldoon.
okay, yes. I guess I should have known that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Austin,
I wonder if they'll have Austin,
return.
One of the Austins, back.
Hoping.
I don't know.
And
I want
Carrie's
him
mother,
to be
Anna.
Back. Yeah. But...
I would think they'd bring Carrie and Austin back, I would think.
I would think, but I don't know who they're going to get.
But which
like,
Austin? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm hopeful it's going to be Patrick. I think he would want to come back, especially for the 50th, but I'm not 100% sure whether his schedule is going to be conducive because he's been so busy. He barely even gets on Twitter anymore these days. But I do know that I do have some new favorites that I adore, especially after meeting them, and that would be Christopher Sean, the one that plays Paul. He is absolutely a sweetheart.
Is he? He seems like he would be.
He is a great person. Not just you know, person, but he is an awesome person. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just he makes you feel really special and welcome, you know, and enjoys hanging out and visiting and chatting. And he told us about a nonprofit organization that he runs for special needs children because he has a sister that has Down syndrome. And he just absolutely, you can tell he is such a down-to-earth sweetheart. And he just wants to give back, and he does production work as well. He has a production company, I believe, is what he was talking about. So he is just simply amazing, wonderful person, gives great hugs. Let me tell you, he's a hugger.
Well, they just all like, do.
Yeah, well, no, Galen, Galen is not that much of a hugger.
Galen,
Yeah, I mean,
so
yeah,
is Galen,
I mean,
kind of not as maybe receptive to fans or not as friendly?
He doesn't. He kind of comes across that way, and I haven't been able to figure out why or what that's from. Like, he does have good conversation. Like, he does chat with you, and you know, and you can have a good conversation with him. But he's not as warm and inviting as some of these others, for sure.
I have found that most soap actors, the ones that I have met, most of them are very approachable and very nice. Yeah,
I mean, to some degree, he's approachable. And, of course, he's best buds with Patrick. So I was like, hey, you know, I think that's why he remembers me, because I'm, like, you know, buddies with Patrick and was, you know, and I think that's why he remembers me, because I run Team Muldoon for Patrick. So I assume that's why, but... Christopher Sean, definitely awesome, and he's very built. He has great muscles. I mean, you can see him on the TV, but he really, like, he is really ripped. He really works out. So, and he's even cuter in person. Like, he's cute on the show, but he's, like, tenfold in person. And he's just as sweet as can be. So, and then Guy Wilson, I was really really impressed. I've heard some others that weren't that impressed with him. I thought he was a sweetheart too. You know, they're both younger than me, so they're not as young as Casey Moss. When I met him, he was sweet, but I'm like kind of on the fence on that one because, you know, he's younger and whatnot. But Guy is definitely also a sweetheart. He's very engaging, and you can have a really great conversation with him. And, you know, I just recently lost a really close friend of mine, and I was talking to a lot of them about that because this was very important that I got to go to this at this moment, this event. It really helped me because, you know, I've been very emotional, so it was a good thing. And when I was talking to, like, Guy, he, like, thanked me for telling him the story. And he was just sweet. He gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek because he was just like, I'm so sorry. And
aw, that's sweet.
And I absolutely adore Daniel Cosgrove. Like, I met him in Greenville. And I told him, yeah, I'll see you again in April in Atlanta. And so I actually... In Greenville, I did the lunch. I had the VIP package, so I got to do lunch, and I sat at Daniel's table, and we had an awesome conversation, like the whole table with him. And he's just very, again, down-to-earth, sweet, and very interesting. you know, when he talks about with you and stuff. But he's also very huggy.
Has he started working with Peter
Reckle yet? Huh?
Has he started working with Peter Reckle yet?
He didn't quite let on that, but I know Peter Reckle has started filming. I did read that somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So chances are that's possible, but he didn't talk about that. So I assume he probably can't. I don't know. I didn't even think to ask him because I was just too busy getting hugs from him all night. He literally is like a very touchy-feely guy. He's like really huggy. Like you can just go up to him and start talking to him, and he'll just put his arm around you and like just squeeze you. And he's just such a sweetheart. And he remembered me. Of course, it was only a couple months ago. So plus, I sat at his table at lunch and. He did this whole routine where, like, he was a waiter like most of them have been, and he gets up and starts pouring coffee for everyone. I got a few pictures of that. It was hilarious though. He was like he became an actor, waiter, you know, kind of thing. It was funny. It was amusing, but he's got some really interesting ideas on how soap operas really should do storyline and use. You know, the main characters and not have so many frivolous, you know, characters or outside characters and whatnot. And he just went on and on this big tangent. And I'm like, I was blown away by, you know, his ideas and stuff. I'm like, too bad the writers and the people that run the show aren't listening to things like that. Cause that it made a lot of sense. So, and of course, Jen Lilly, I had met her already and she remembered me. It was such an intimate little lunch that I met her at the first time that she remembered everybody that it, you know, that would have been there. So mm-hmm. She is just the cutest thing in person. She is absolutely adorable and fun and funny. And she got out there and danced and so did Cassie. And that was the first time meeting her. She was super, super nice as well. And oh my gosh, tiny. Like, she's not short. She's tall. She's, like, taller than me, but she's so skinny in person. It's like, oh, I wish I could be that.
Yeah,
that.
They always seem smaller in person, too.
I know.
Seems like it. Like,
well,
you know.
The TV adds 10 pounds a third, so.
It must, yeah. Because I remember meeting when I met Lauren Coslow, how petite and small
yes,
she was.
I know.
You know? They all seem, you know, they're still all, I mean, and they're all just super better, you know, better looking, gorgeous in person.
Yes,
too.
They really mm-hmm. are. But I mean, and you know, not, I don't know, I've heard other people say that they're not that, they don't think Guy is that cute, but I think he is even cuter in person. He's not like gorgeous, cute, like Greg Vaughn type cute. Like I'm like, I love Greg right. Vaughn and I love Daniel Cosgrove. Even in person, he's like gorgeous and he exudes this, his personality makes him even more gorgeous. You know, that also
right.
adds to it. So I think that's why with Guy, he was so cute and adorable. And because he's just the sweetest, you know, he was just super, super sweet and nice. And I mean, I can't say that enough because every one of them were, with one exception, but, you know, it is what it is. So, I mean...
You always
but
have to
for the
have
most
one,
part,
right?
I mean, 7 out of 8, right? But yeah, that's the most they've had at the DCE events. So they had 8 of them, and yeah, and of course Eric Marsoff, he's just like a class clown.
Oh
you
yeah,
know?
He's a sweetheart.
He of course remembers me every time now because I've seen him so many times now. It's like, oh hi again,
uh-oh.
How are you? You know, like old friends seeing each other for the, you know. You know, for the first time in a while or whatever. So, yeah, he's a sweetheart. But any other questions that you guys can think of?
Well, thanks for calling in, Sabina. Interesting. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So hopefully we'll, yeah, well, it's always nice to hear different things. And hopefully, you know, maybe they'll have the Day of Days and, you know,
yeah.
some of us will be able to go.
Okay. I would love to go. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to swing it, but we'll see.
Okay.
No, that's
okay.
Not
well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. So it was good chatting with you ladies. And
okay, thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Sabina.
You're welcome. Sure. Thank you.
Nice.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So that'd be great if the diva could get to the 50th. I'll have to talk to Carrie about that.
Who was the one exception? Was it Galen?
I'm thinking it's Galen. I think she meant Galen. Is that what she said? She said 7 out of 8 because there was 8 of them there.
Yeah,
I know when
yeah.
we went to the DC event, that was the one in back in 08 when I met Teo for the first time. That was in Burlington in Massachusetts, and they had 8 of them. They were all, you know, and the surprise add-on was Matt Ashford. There was only supposed to be 7.
Yeah.
But right at the last minute, they added Matthew Ashford on, which was, like, really exciting. That was
have there been any rumors, speaking of him, have there been any rumors of him coming back for the 50th?
Matt Ashford, I haven't heard.
That they want him back, but.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody wants him back.
Uh-huh.
People tweeting that they want him back. And he was in the, he was also in the 50th Soap Opera Digest. He had a big time.
Cool.
He had a full page interview. He had a full page interview.
I must have missed that episode. Darn it.
Yeah, it's a special. It's like a big one. It's not a little one.
Oh.
It's like a big special 50, like a regular size magazine. I don't know if it's still out, but you could probably order and probably go on soapoperadigest.com and order
probably.
It.
That's really true.
It's a good, like a keep, you know, keeps it. It's a good thing, good one to have.
Oh, that's neat. I'm glad they did that. That's cool. Yeah.
I'm hoping they have something for the 50th. I'm hoping if maybe, you know, the diva can swing some, backstage things like she did the last couple years.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun.
I would try to go. I don't know. But I don't know if they're having. I haven't heard. And the only sad thing is sometimes they wait to the very, like just a few months before. They have to understand. It's hard for people like us, you know, when you're working.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can't drop every, you know, you need more than just a month or two to make your plans. So, I don't know. You would think with the 50th they'd have things worked out, but who knows. But we'll see.
NBC hasn't really been promoting 50th either, which is kind of strange. Like
no, they
haven't. They don't even say 50th anniversary or anything.
Yeah, because like GH did a lot leading up to the 50th.
The whole time, yeah.
Yeah, and having actors go on talk shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of strange.
I just like to see what their special, if they're going to have like an episode, like a special 50th episode? Is it going to be?
Yeah.
What is going to be a lot of flashbacks?
I just hope NBC, I just hope Ted or whoever that guy is, the NBC people who, you know, the ones that are trying to, you know, eventually replace days with talk shows, I have to look at the tracker because basically the Chew is the only thing that has even remotely succeeded in all of that. And, I mean, we all have had enough talk shows in our lives. I mean, most of us are most demographic. In this demographic, we grew up with Oprah, we grew up with Sally Jesse Raphael, all the other ones that came out around that time. And it's like, really? I mean, I don't know. I just think that they just want to stick something on TV that's cheap to produce, and I really think they'd be making a huge mistake because that's one of the few things that people actually set an appointment to take to record or watch is a soap, you know? And so that has a ripple effect on the network that they don't even realize, you know? So
the networks are greedy a lot of the time, so that's why.
Yeah, sure. Well, and I realize they have to make a profit, but that's why even though I Ken drives me nuts sometimes, I have to give him credit because if he weren't paying the licensing fees or whatever it is that they have to pay, but, you know, Days might not still be on the air, you know, so I got to give him credit for that, for keeping it on the air. And let's just hope, I'm trying to be positive about turning around and the show getting better because, you know, I really want it to. I want it to survive. I want it to thrive. And I don't know. It's
yeah, I hope for the 50th they do like with GH did where it's a whole year thing, not just a day or two and then that's it.
Yeah. Well, plus they have an opportunity if they would occasionally advertise in the evening and another time frame, they might actually draw some old fans back to the show, you know? It's like people who watched it in the 80s or 90s that haven't watched it in a while.
and have them promote that Stephen Nichols and Peter Reckle are coming back, because people that aren't online
took the words right out of my mouth.
That's what hooked me back in when I relocated
right.
to another state.
Say that Peter Reckle is coming back.
I hadn't watched Days and Years and Years on a regular basis, and I just moved to a new city. I happened to be home when they were trying to set up my cable. Days happened to be on, and I see Patch and Kayla, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I felt like I was home again, you know. And then I find out, as I start watching again, I start hearing that, you know, that they were bringing Tony back and all this other stuff, and so I got pulled back in after years and years of not watching it. So, you know, it is possible to pull fans back in. It's harder in this day and age too, because like younger fans, like I was talking to somebody earlier that watched when she was younger, and she's like 30 now. And she might even be listening. I don't know. But anyway, she was telling me how, you know, nobody in her life watches a show anymore. So she doesn't really engage with anyone that, you know, back in the day.
Nobody in my family does either. So you guys are my family.
At school, yeah, so we have our social media connections that have become our community, you know, and our friends that are connected to it. But yeah, it's just funny though, because out in the world, you don't run into a lot of people anymore that are watching it.
No, like even the people that I work with. Well, there's one girl that I work with at the store that watches, and we talk. She's the only one that all the ones that I know of at the store and at the credit union. Nobody watches. Nobody in my family watches.
Yeah.
So. I know. So
but
it's
yeah,
like,
no
yeah.
problem my family does
but
either.
Yet we know.
They just don't
the
get it.
But the thing of it is, that's weird, though, is yet they know that the show has to know that it was almost everybody was watching back in the 80s and 90s. So it's like we
but
know
people
there's
still
a
know
percentage
the
of people we could draw. There's still people we could draw back in and entice to come back if they see their old favorite and they get drawn into good writing and good story. They could technically bring back.
So,
and having Dallas return for 4 years, that showed that there was still there. I mean, in Revenge and a lot of these other shows that people binge watch and stuff, you know, those prove that the soap is not dead, that the genre is not dead. It's just a matter of great writing, putting people on that people remember and love. And making sure people know about it, because if it hasn't been on your mind for years and years and years, unless you see a commercial for it or you see something on social or happen to see something on social media, you know, you're not thinking about it anymore if you haven't watched it in years. So it's like
they need to do it at prime time, not during the day.
Get some of these folks, then they've got to get some of these folks that, I mean, even on Netflix or something else, they need to draw people in that don't. Because nowadays, most people don't watch, like, must-see TV. They watch must-when-I-feel-like-it TV, you know? And so it's like they DVR
now,
things.
Anna, why aren't you doing PR for Days? Jeez.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, really. You missed your call. You know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So people, get it together.
I'm telling you.
Anyway.
Really,
okay,
I agree.
Yeah.
No, really, those are all great points. I mean, I can't, and it's I can't believe that they're not, you know, that their experts aren't doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because nothing, like I said, nothing reminds you of home. Like, I mean, if you're away from your family or if you're in a new place or you're, you know, whatever, nothing feels as good as like seeing old, what you would consider to be old friends. You know, because when we used to watch soaps back in the day, they became like our family and friends because we watched them every day and we couldn't wait till the next day. That was back before VCRs and, you know, DVDs and everything else. And it's like you couldn't wait to see what was going to happen the next day. And so things have changed. They've evolved.
Right.
But at the same time, people still desire to have that connection to their past and to the things that are familiar and that they once loved. And so I totally think they could come up with a great, you know, PR campaign and, you know, do something with it. But, you know, who am I?
And you know, it's been on. Yes, really. And it's been on for 50 years, okay? So over that 50 years, almost everybody has seen some part of Days, either bits or pieces.
Absolutely.
And they'll know. Maybe they haven't watched it in 20 years, like, say, my aunt, you know, but they'll just say, Days, is it still on? Yeah, I remember Stefano DeMira, or I remember Bo Brady and Bo and Hope, or they know the names. They know Horton, they know DeMira, you know, they know the names of the characters. They might not know the names of the actors like we do,
right,
but they
right.
know something. They've watched. They either watched in the 60s, they either watched the 70s, the 80s, or bits
right.
of, like even my own kids have watched. They watched because I was
right.
watching, and they would watch for a little bit, and
right.
you know, different things.
They
but
need to
yeah,
come
everybody.
Up with
their
yeah.
Own
they really need to come up with a good catchphrase or line, and like tease people with it at all different times of like not only. Television viewing, but like on social media, on the network, on Netflix, places like that, that people are watching, binge watching other shows, and you know, pull people back in. I mean, you know, and a percentage of them might just stay for the 50th stuff, but some of them might stay longer. You know, and I just think they're missing an opportunity.
I think you need to send an email off to Greg Meng and Ken Corday.
Okay,
and
all
say
right.
all that. We all need to.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, we should all say, what are you planning? If you're not planning this is what we think you should do. I think we all need to.
Yeah, okay.
We want
and
to
don't forget Josh Griffith.
Yeah, true.
Maybe
actually,
we could probably tweet them, too. I mean, we actually they need to do it on prime time. They need to put this up like, with Bo and Stephen Nichols coming back. You know,
yeah. I
you know,
think
Pat,
they even
you
need
know,
to advertise
they
on
They need to promote their return
a lot
on
of
prime
people
time.
Watch Kate. Well, a lot of people
cable,
watch cable news stations and stuff, or you know, Shark Tank. Or I mean, you know, you can promote it on other, like CNBC does replays of Shark Tank. They can show commercials
like come back
during
to Days. It's been 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, come back to Days or whatever, and join in the
cell.
You know, something, and then show you know that these different characters
show clips
are going to
from
be
their
funny.
Old yeah from the old days
uh-huh.
and stuff, and some of the current yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're just
but
old.
Then they
got to
have
know,
some more coming back. Yeah. They got to have some more coming back, too, so hopefully, you know. So.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I guess networks don't promote the soaps because they think soaps are stupid.
Well, you know what,
well,
a lot of people
think soaps
are stupid. It's always annoying.
Well, but you know what? But
even in my own.
Almost nothing else has lasted 50 or 60 years either, like that daytime house. So, you know,
right.
it's like,
how many primetime series have been on 50 years? None. Ever have lasted that long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most usually last like 10 years at least. I mean, that's
anymore.
Crazy.
They're lucky.
I mean, they definitely need to tap into the different ways people are viewing things now because a lot of us will, you know, if we DVR something, we're going to fast forward through the commercials. But you can still find a way to capture that.
Yeah, and
life,
I watch online. I watch on YouTube or Hulu.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they can find creative ways to, like, put, like, remember when, you know, and then, like, have, you know, come back home.
Do you
come back home to Salem, you know, and celebrate
and
50 years
like
of drama.
And marathon of days, like, show a marathon of classics.
Yeah.
Do you remember back for the 25th, they did do that. They had different clips, like, it was, like, Love and Adventure, or Love and Romance, The Adventure,
yeah.
and they had it. They had, in fact, I had clips of it saved on my computer because I just thought it was so good.
Okay.
They had like
okay.
three different things, and it was like set to different types of music, and they would show all different clips for the 25th.
Uh-huh.
It was like the romance,
well, we need to do something
like
that now.
Remember, they also did the primetime specials as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. John and Marlena on the when they
well, you know
Bell
what? Another thing, you know what they need to do
table.
Since we know. Since we know that Ken Corday has all of those back tapes for all those years, what they need to do is put those suckers on Netflix because people
definitely.
Would love to go watch them.
Yes.
I really think they should.
Because that's a big thing now.
Because I know I hadn't watched I hadn't watched GH in years, and the only reason I tuned back in a couple of years ago was when Ian moved up back over there when he went back as Duke. And so that's what broke me in. And at first, I wasn't watching anything but Duke and Anna, and then I started watching a little bit more. And then it's like when they had the 50th, I'm telling you, those 2 weekends that SoapNet played those episodes, I think I stayed in both of those weekends and watched almost around the clock for 2 weekends. And I mean,
yeah,
and
they
I
did it right.
The show in
they
years,
knew how to do
but
it.
I hadn't watched the show in years. But it reminded me, and then plus I saw episodes I had never seen back from years that before I watched the show or after I stopped watching. I mean, it really was interesting to watch, like, from the very early days and stuff. And so I was just fascinated by it. I just was really glued, you know. And so I don't know. I just think there's so many ways to engage people that could be that can be updated and current to the new. But I think if they started saying that you could go on and, like, you know, view for X amount per episode or something like that, or, you know, buy a package by year or something like that, I think people, or even just put up some
there's
of the
a way
highlights
for them to make money too.
Yeah, I think they really could, and then plus they're that hurt. Would catch people where they are. You know, imagine the people that are going through Netflix looking for something to watch. All of a sudden, they see Days of Our Lives and the Hourglass on there, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't watched that in years." And they click on it and they start watching old, like pulling up old episodes and stuff. I really think that they could do a lot. I mean, you got
to
go where people are now. And they aren't
yeah,
necessarily watching TV. What's that?
You have to think outside the box.
Yeah, I mean, they're not necessarily watching at noon on. You know, they're either watching online or they're recording it and watching it when they want to or whatever or when they have time. But if you go where they are and find them there, I mean, a lot of people are watching things off Netflix and streaming and all that stuff. I just think that there's so much potential, and I still have passion for the show. I still love this show. I love, you know, all the connections we've made through people that we've met because of the show. I mean,
oh,
that
I know.
Right
it's
there,
just like it's
such
got
a gift, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't want to lose it. Even though we bash it, and we make fun of it and stuff. We still there's still
well,
our
that's
team.
That's what's fun.
You know? Just like it's still our team. You know, it's still our sport. You know. We're still wearing the team colors, even if we sometimes bash them. But I hope that Josh Griffiths injects some new life into the show, and having these changes will hopefully.
So we'll be seeing that about August, I think, is what I've understood.
Well,
right?
What makes me wonder? What makes me think it could be the reason they haven't been promoting things could also be because of this big reshuffle they just did. They might not. Have known, like,
maybe they're waiting till closer to the summer when they start.
I don't know.
And I don't know.
But their ratings are terrible right now, so they need to be promoting
Like instead of must see TV, must stream TV or something. You know, come up with come up with something. You know, okay, so you don't watch it anymore. You don't make an appointment to watch Days of Our Lives anymore because you don't arrange your classes around that anymore because. You're out of college, and arranges their stuff around TV anymore. You know, but whatever. It's like, I mean,
you don't have to because you can save
it.
Go on YouTube.
So why don't
they
capitalize on that and try to find ways to
put it on? Yeah.
Even if they just put some classic episodes, things that people just even if they didn't do all the episodes, just pick some classic ones.
I wish they did it on Prime Time.
Like
Yeah. They need to do a special 50th Prime Time. Like
well,
our
see,
show.
People don't even necessarily watch primetime anymore, but it's just at least
well,
if they
that's
can
true.
Capture
I
the
do.
Audiences
like,
at different,
well,
you know, think at least.
Is terrible, so.
That's what I'm saying. They should
yeah.
they should put things commercials on cable TV and stuff too, because a lot of people watch cable, and like on streaming live and stuff, or you know Netflix and all that. So I don't know. I just think there's ways that they're missing out on reaching the audience, and I hope. They are putting some sort of effort toward this summer to build up to the 50th because they deserve it. All the fans deserve it, and the actors, the writers, producers, directors, even Ken Corday.
I mean,
they all
that's, I'm
it.
Expecting it. I've been looking forward to the 50th. And I'm expecting big things, but I'm thinking, they're going to disappoint us again.
Yeah, and I hope the show looks better, too, because the sets are terrible right now. Like they mentioned, like we mentioned earlier about the Brady Pub is now the Brady Beast. Yeah, they need to stay on that.
Well, maybe these new writers or have something, you know. But I guess it depends on the money that they have, too. But maybe these new writers will want something done, more done. I don't know. Be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Anything probably exhausted that topic. But anyway.
Yeah, I guess probably get
good talking
wrap
there,
it up.
Good to be back.
Yeah. Anybody
out?
Any final words?
Kimball.
No, nope, I can't think of anything else.
Hopefully.
And Dave's PR lady, yep.
Yes. You're Dave's PR lady.
Yep,
all right.
Exactly.
Public relations.
I'll work
yeah.
on that. I'll work on that.
Yeah. Send in your resume.
All right. Oh, all right, girls.
Okay.
Well, it was nice talking with everybody. And,
okay. Yeah. Thanks,
all right.
everyone.
Take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.